The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card at Punchestown this afternoon. Of course, day 3 of their day 5 festival. We've got grade 1 action in the shape of the 5:30, which is the Champion Stayers Hurdle, which brings about probably the best field assembled for a race of this nature for quite a few years. And in the 6:40, once again, we've got grade 1 status as the 2-mile novices are set to do battle there. Plenty of big field handicaps as well to get stuck into. I can't remember such a competitive day's racing seen in Ireland for many, many years. So hopefully the punters and the racegoers alike there at Punchestown themselves are going to get a absolute treat, because it is something very much to look forward to. Right, on to the first race then, which is the 3:40. My original fancy here would have been Friday Night Lights, off the back of a huge run yesterday in the Martinstown opportunity, but he doesn't go. So we've got to concentrate on one or two others that might just fit the bill here. Obviously, we've got to mention Le Vagabond, who represents the Edward O'Grady stable. He comes here off the back of a good run the other day down in Cork, which was a race very much used as a stepping stone towards this one. He's got good form on decent ground. He's a smooth traveller. And off a mark of 119, you could see him going well. Stamp Your Feet, the English Raider, he's also got to be mentioned quite favourably. He was very impressive the other day when he stayed in very grittily in the latter stages to wear down several horses that got first running in after the last to win a competitive race at Haydock. But at much bigger odds, I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here on a horse called Baker Street from a stable that not too many UK punters would be too aware of or familiar with in the shape of Paul Power. But this horse goes really well in these kind of events, as we saw the other day when he finished a very creditable third at the Ferry House Festival behind the aforementioned Friday Night Lights. The time figure of that race is very good. The form has obviously been Frank Bond, the winner, because he went down into Kilbeggan the other night and won again. The pile of two rides, it's not a bad £7 conditional. And given that this horse was doing all its best work in the latter stages, a strongly run race should suit this 10-year-old son of Central Park. So Baker Street, around about 25-1 this morning, is the each-way choice in race one.
Race two.
On to race two then, which is the second of the very competitive handicaps here this afternoon. And my nap goes in this race in the shape of Hurricane Ben from the James Sheehan stable. This horse, off the back of a break, came back to the Ferry House Festival the other day and put in what can only be described as a scintillating performance, lowering the colours of the very strongly fancied favourite Don't Touch It. In fact, Jessica Harrington's horse for me had every chance because I was on him that day, but he just couldn't live with this 8-year-old who pinged his fences throughout, was always travelling much sweeter and actually quickened away from him readily from the back of the second last to win with a good deal more in hand. The handicapper has raised this horse £9 in the rating subsequently, but given his love for fast ground and his freshness at this time of year, I don't think that'll be too much of a problem for him to overcome. David Russell obviously gets on really well with him, and this smooth travelling, sound jumping front runner should hopefully put it up to them in race number two.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which of course is one of the highlights of the week, certainly for Banks followers anyway. It is the Latouche, which has been farmed over the years by the Banks master, Edna Bolger, and he's got every chance of taking it again as he saddles Cantlow to post here, who finished third last time we saw him, of course, at the Cheltenham Festival behind Cause of Causes. He's been a model of consistency in these kind of races over the years, and with his love of fast ground very much on his dance card, he's going to be quite a difficult horse to beat, as his odds suggest. Annie, of course, has got some fantastic form around Punchestown, but at much more favourable each-way odds, I suggest we have a little bit of a go on Trio LA, who ran really well here on the opening race of the festival back on Tuesday when he chased Inishkillin. He moved really well throughout that race, only for the winner, who just had a superior turn of foot in the latter stages to wear him down. But I think that run would have done him good. Of course, that was his first race over the Banks. And even though he could do with a drop more rain, the conditions out there should be absolutely fine for Trio LA to run another very sound race. And he's the each-way advice around about 9-1 this morning.
race four.
Right, on to the big race of the day then, which is the Stayes Hurdle, which comes up at 5:30. It's Grade 1 status, and what a race this is. I can't remember a three-mile graded race being so good and so competitive as this one. Of course, we've got the representatives from the Stayes Hurdle itself at the Cheltenham Festival in this, the likes of Nichols Canyon, Lil Rockefeller, you know what I mean, Harry Snell Falcon, you name it, they all come here. And then if you add into the mix the likes of Sutton Place, Footpad, and, of course, last year's winner, One Track Mind. And we have got an absolute, complete and utter humdinger. Obviously, Nichols Canyon will be favoured by most here off the back of that win at Cheltenham, where he put in his best performance, certainly appreciating the step-up in trip. And with this horse being 3-for-3 at today's venue and Ruby Walsh on board, he's quite clearly the one to beat. However, I have got a massive amount of time for Sutton Place. And he pops could have a slight advantage over today's field, being as he's the freshest horse in the lineup. We haven't seen him since he took the Grade 2 at Navan on his last start, showing his stamina in abundance. And with Gordon Elliott quite prepared to take him into Grade 1 company now and step him up in trip, he certainly has got to be feared by most. I do actually think that Gordon Elliott has got a decent chance of causing a bit of an upset here at much bigger odds, however, with Jury Duty, who, if you look at his rating, has got absolutely no chance of winning this race because he's got probably the thick end of a stone to find. But if you base his performance at Cheltenham in the Per Temps final and compare it with Nichols Canyon, I actually don't think he's got that much to find. If you look at the overall times for both races respectively, they're absolutely identical. And I actually did like some sectional times in that Per Temps final and compared it to the Stayes, and there's absolutely nothing between Nichols Canyon and Jury Duty as well. This horse travels really strongly. He loves good ground. The stronger the pace, the better. And he's got form here at Punchestown in a very hot handicap last year when he finished second to Cup Final. So at 33-1 this morning, there's no doubt where my each-way money's going on Jury Duty at a big price in the Stayes Hurdle.
Race 5.
On to the next of the very competitive handicaps. This comes up at 6:05. It's a three-mile contest. And to my eyes, Jessica Harrington holds the key here with this this contest, with a couple of real strongly fancied horses in the shape of Oscar Sam and Billy's Hope. And I suggest you do a split stakes each way combination bet on the two. I particularly like Oscar Sam here. He's a lovely son of Oscar. Typical Jessica Harrington horse. Very similar, actually, to our Duke, his stable companion. And he absolutely adores Punchestown. He's only ever been out of the frame once in six starts, as he proved when he came here last time out, when he finished third in the Per Temps qualifier at back in fifth behind Isle of Hope and Dreams. That performance certainly suggested he's capable of running really well in these kind of races. And obviously with the stable in rampant form, I'd expect another massive run from Oscar Sam. The other one to mention favourably is Billy's Hope, who ran really well in the ABF final at the Ferry House Festival only 10 days ago, proving her very much her well-being. She's been ploughing her trade in some good novice company so far this season. That fourth behind the Storyteller reads really well on paper. Likes decent ground, stays really well, travels strongly, a very game and consistent sort. I think Billy's Hope is also going to outrun her odds in that 6:05. So two against the field there, both the Jessica Harrington horses each way, Oscar Sam and Billy's Hope.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:40 then. Once again, we've got Grade 1 action here with the novices taking centre stage. Great Field is obviously going to be high on everyone's shortlist, having rattled off a quick hat-trick this season, showing tremendous all-round pace to win his races, basically running his horses into the ground with devastating jumping and pure unadulterated speed. And I presume that Jody McGarvey will send this horse off once again from the front, but life won't be as easy, let's say, today than it has been in the past, because there are several other front runners that like to get on with it as well, most notably Listen Deer and Bally Oisin. So he could have some competition at the head of affairs. Therefore, I'm going to go for a couple of hold-up horses, perhaps to steal the party here with the run of the race. One of them has to be Baldark, who's been a model of consistency all season. He doesn't quite stay 2.5 miles for me, and that very much backs up in his form figures. But he did run well the other day behind Road to Respect and York Hill in the Grade 1 down in Ferry House, so he's definitely up to this company. But given a strongly run 2 miles on a right-handed track and decent ground, he's a very dangerous horse. The other one, of course, to mention is Ordinary World, who finished third behind Altior at the Cheltenham Festival, form of which has been franked by Cloudy Dream winning Air. You go back to his run at Leopardstown when he finished second to Min in a good time figure race. You only have to look behind him to see Road to Respect, only half a length back that day. He goes really well on good ground. He's coming here fresher than most. And with David Russell on board, I think Ordinary World can also go well at a decent price. So the two against the field there, Baldark and Ordinary World.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, and the mares take centre stage here. A worthy favourite has to be Barra, who finished third behind Augusta Kate and Let's Dance the other day. And that backed up that run at Cheltenham behind Let's Dance in the mares Grade 2 contest on that occasion. She strictly holds Astoria and away to the west on the running of that race. So with conditions in her favour, there's no doubt that Barra is certainly deserving of her 9-4 status in the market. However, I quite like one against her here in the shape of Prava Lagana from the William Mullins stable. This horse was in the process of winning last time out at Nace when she unfortunately just dived at the second last and tipped up when going better than most. That form looks really good on paper. Forge Meadow ran well here yesterday, and the likes of Joey Sasser and Any Second Now went into that race very strongly fancied off the back of good performances against some decent novices. The ground will definitely be in her favour. And it wouldn't surprise me if, once again, Willie Mullins was to win with his second string here with Prava Lagana. She certainly looks a decent H-way bet this morning at 6-1.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and once again another Willie Mullins favourite in a race of this nature in the shape of Next Destination. Of course, ran an absolute blinder to finish fourth on only its second start under rules behind Feynar in the champion bump at the Festa. We've seen that race work out really well. Obviously, Gordon Elliott's mare bolted up here yesterday. De Boucher's won the second down in Cork the next day. And even the fifth home has also won as well, claiming taking Forgan ran really well at Aintree. He looked a good bump on paper. The time figure was good. There's no doubt in my mind that this one is definitely the one to beat. But if you're having a bet, perhaps without the favourite, have a little bit of a look at Robbie McNamara's horse called Wrath Cannon. He's basically been saved especially for this race. He likes good ground, as we saw when he won down in Cork. Actually, I think that was Robbie's first ever winner when he took out a licence. So this horse is very much dear to his heart. Finny McGuire's on board and coming here fresher than most. I think Wrath Cannon, around about the 5-1 mark this morning, is a decent bet without the favourite there. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Friday's edition, when we're going to be taking a look at day 4 of the Punchestown Festival. Have a great day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.